Hello, my name is Kim Oosterink. I'm the new General Director of the Royal Museum of Fine Arts in Belgium.
And you have 4 exhibitions. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, we have actually 2 big exhibitions and 2 small ones. I'll start with the small ones. One is called Point of Views, and it's actually a dialogue between artists from different periods, from the 19th to the 21st century. And the idea is for the visitors to make their opinion on what they like or they don't like about these artworks. And it's an exhibition that really relies a lot on the educative teams. The second exhibition is about old master drawing from Breuil to Rubens. And you have an incredibly rich collection of drawings, and people don't know it. And I find it's very sad that we don't show them more often because they're fragile. But today is really the opportunity to see them. It's on room 52, and it's a beautiful exhibition. And then we have the 2 big exhibitions. The first one is called Drafts, and it's actually really a reflection on what is actually the artist's first idea. How do we see this? And drafts are often overlooked in art history. People don't pay attention to them. They're viewed as unfinished works. But in fact, they're extremely interesting because it's the first materialization of the idea of the artist. And what we do in the exhibition, we go to a journey where we actually see to which extent this first idea remains or changes across time, in a sense, and if the end product resembles the original idea or not. And we use a series of really different methods to look at this, including more scientific methods where we look at radiography of paintings, see, okay, what's behind the painting we see today. It also covers a very vast amount of type of artworks because you have paintings, but also drawings, of course, but also sculptures. So it's a very exciting exhibition, I think. We also have an exhibition which is a dialogue between Emily May Smith and René Magritte. Emily May Smith is a contemporary American artist, and her work is really entering into dialogue with the work of René Magritte. And of course, her work is really has a very strong component on reflections on gender. And this is interesting because it forces us to ask ourselves, okay, what was the relationship between surrealists and gender? So how does this whole fit in my whole vision of the museum? So I believe the museum has several roles. Of course, education is part of them. Enjoyment, of course, people like to see great exhibitions. But there's also a societal role, and there's also a role linked to our research. And if you think about all of these exhibitions, the first one is more linked to education. The second one and the third one are really linked to our research. It's really presenting our research, the richness of riches and the richness of our collection. It's also very enjoyable. And of course, the last one is also enjoyable, but that's Emily May Smith is more a reflection on society, the role of women in art. And I think that's also very interesting. So this is all part of the vision I have to the museum. These are things I want to develop at the museum.
Well, that sounds great. Congratulations on being director. And I wish you bonne continuation.
Merci.